And you had a chance to look over the Hotel Lafayette, which is under major renovations, a $42 million makeover.
Yeah, and developer Rocco Termini makes a real distinction. He says this isn't a construction project. It's not even necessarily a renovation project. It's a true blue restoration project. Going through this cavernous seven-story building and seeing all these artisans, these people with decades of experience, some of them spending literally weeks at a time stripping off 12, 13, 14 coats of paint off of these walls just so you could have the original feel of this once opulent hotel. Really fascinating. People who were they have made columns that replicate the columns that were once gracing this building. Incidentally, a building designed by the nation's first professional licensed female architect. So there's a lot of history here, and it was a lot of fun for me because one of my earliest journalistic odysseys occurred at the Hotel Lafayette.
Really?
Walking around this building earlier this month. When I was 12, we had a little neighborhood newspaper called the Elmwood Courier, and Channel 17 was in the Hotel Lafayette at that time, and a very, very kind publicity manager named Greg Borland invited these teen journalists down to the Hotel Lafayette to see Channel 17. And as I was walking through these halls, I was vaguely remembering being here as a kid and remembering even then it was kind of getting a little, less opulent than it was. But now seeing what Rocco Termini is doing, it's just amazing.
And he's working so hard to preserve the many materials that he's uncovering behind the walls that have been left behind. They're really turn-of-the-century materials.
It's absolutely. His whole focus in the last few weeks when all the preservationists were here for this national conference put Buffalo really in the spotlight of preservation, he pointed out that people who visited really saw three faces. They saw a couple rooms that were being close to restored. They saw several rooms that were, in the process, all of these artisans scurrying around. And then they saw a lot of the stuff that still has to be worked on between now and next spring when he hopes to open it. And we ran some tape, and you'll hear a little bit of Rocco Termini's tour.
This is the Dutch Grill Room, and this was a radio station. And everything you see here was not here. There was no ceiling left here. All of the fine woodwork that you see in here was all recreated from what was here. These doors, we found these doors. These were hidden in the walls in pockets. And they were all painted with 10 coats of paint on them. We stripped them down and they're all mahogany.
So quite a bit of restoration going on, a lot of expertise going into this. And what he's creating is a fabulous mixed-use building, which is so important in the urban settings these days. It's going to have apartments. It's going to have restaurant, retail.
Actually, it's going to have quite a few apartments. It's going to have a small boutique hotel. It's going to be a, quote, one-stop wedding destination. So people, after they get married, you come, you have the reception here. They're going to have a bakery where you can have your wedding cake and all kinds of other wedding services. And Termini likes to call this a city within a city. That's what he says is going to occur when it's done.
You know, we're watching Rocco Termini and Mark Croce over at the Statler simultaneously rebuild these elegant buildings.
Yeah, Croce, of course, is doing the hotel, Statler Hotel restoration, and you're seeing some amazing things there. There have already been a number of events that have occurred in the Statler. Over in another pocket on the outskirts of downtown, you have Howard Zemsky and his partners who are bringing new life into the Larkin District. I mean, that is really becoming quite a hub of activity. You have a number of other folks, including Termini, who've been doing loft apartments in different pockets of downtown. So there's a lot happening, and it's interesting to see this type of synergy. And one has to wonder if 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, there won't actually be a thriving downtown. Will there be retail, more retail coming downtown as a result of what we're seeing? Of course, that's what the planners are hoping.
And in that time period, maybe we'll see the economic benefit finally coming in from tourism and just the local people having somewhere else to go and enjoy.
Absolutely.
So we go from the ground to the air because we recently brought you on as a contributor to our news department, and you recently took a hot air balloon ride, and that story is going to be featured this Wednesday on our radio station. You went right up in the air in an air balloon.
Yeah, we did, and now my critics can say they're accurate that my head was in the clouds.
You're full of hot air.
But we had, yeah, exactly. Dawn Braceley, one of my colleagues over at the news, and I went on this this wonderful balloon ride, and it was a bit of an adventure.
And Brian produced quite a piece, and you'll hear that later this week. And as always, we welcome you on Press Pass. Thanks for keeping us updated on your Buffalo news work.
Thank you very much.